1600 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Prime Time Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We are proud to serve the agricultural community. Mel's Tire can dispatch trucks to get you back in the field when any tire problems arise. And our store in Emporia stocks tires specifically made for farm vehicle performance. So the next time you have a farm tire need, call us at Mel's Tire or see us at 915 Graham in Emporia.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
That is right. Not expensive, priceless at Mel's Tire. KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, 16th day of the month of March. It is 7:19, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Brittany Heinrichs, updating us on Project Playscape in Americas. Brittany, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us here today. How are things in Americas?
They are speedily going along.
Good deal. Well, last time we brought Brittany on was last fall, and we were talking in part about fundraisers. We were talking in part about the baseball project, and we were also starting to talk more about the plans for the brand new splash pad in Americas. And Brittany, I think probably best to start here with the baseball field and kind of where things are standing here with the construction process and things like that.
Well, over the last few months, it's really picked up. The ball field, if anyone drives by, you'll actually see it. It's looking like a ball field. It's actually really exciting. I have seen when I'm standing out there and I'm looking at things, or I'm talking to some of the different businesses that are out there doing the work. You know, we have a lot more drive-by traffic looking at everything. You know, I think everybody's getting excited that it's looking like something now. Fencing going up right now, so it's really taking place, and we are getting a irrigation system put in the outfields, and we have that kind of going in at the same time, and then we're starting to work on the concession stand building. So, you know, we've had obviously a lot of stuff going on there at the ball field.
So when do you hope to be finished?
Well, we have our grand opening is scheduled for Saturday, May 21st. So that's the big day that we're hoping everything would be done.
How exciting is it for you to see the project at this point? And I know it's not exactly the original schedule that you wanted, but the fact that you're getting close and this could well be ready here for the start of, or really the full ball season coming up this year.
Yeah, we are so excited for the kids. So that's what our goal is. That's what we're working towards. And, you know, right now it's looking like it's possible. So,
well, you've
accomplished.
They're excited. They've got to be excited. No doubt about that. Well, let's go back, Brittany, if we can, and talk about Project Playscape. What has all been done? You've accomplished a great deal. You and all the volunteers and donors and businesses have come a long way, really, in a short period of time. In the grand scheme of things with Project Playscape, take us back to the beginning and what's all been done?
Well, I mean, we started back in 2010. There was a need for playground equipment at the local park, and that's where it got started. We got together and we started raising funds for that, and after it was about a year for that planning and that fundraising, and we ended up raising about $85,000 on that one, and we got it installed, and we had two installs, a big one, and then we ended up having extra money that we were able to do a second install the following year. We kind of taken a break and then figured we've done little events here and there, from like Cookies with Santa, and we partnered with the local fire department and the city on that one, and we installed a lending library, and then we've just done little things here and there. But then we did see that there was a need when we lost one of our ball fields in town, that was probably the next best thing that we were needing to start doing. And so that's kind of what we did. We've done that over the last year and a half. It's kind of been 2 years now since we did run into COVID. And so it's kind of delayed some of our, some of our success there for a little bit, because, you know, we couldn't get some of the supplies. It started really going some of the supplies started skyrocketing on price, mm-hmm. and so some of that stuff kind of delayed the project. But, you know, now it's just, I mean, like I said, it's going pretty fast on the ball field. And then as we're doing this ball field and finishing this up, we've also started another fundraising effort for a splash pad in town, and it would be a splash pad, seating, shade. There is a bathroom up there that we're hoping to add on to make a changing area. And then if we have enough money and funding, we're wanting to renovate the basketball court up there, because that's another thing that a lot of the high school kids use that is kind of in need of repair right now. So
understood. Speaking of the basketball courts, what are some of the different things that you see that would be needed here in order to bring that back to the code that everybody would like to see?
Really, it's the foundation. We've got a lot of cracks going on that basketball court up there that the whole pad needs replaced. The fencing has been stretched a lot, so it's kind of very in its end of life up there as well, but we'd like to just see that all completely redone new, so it just, I mean, it's better to play on. So
as far as the splash pad, where would you locate that, and what's the cost of getting a splash pad in?
Well, it'll be located at the America's Jones Park, the southeast side of the park. Right now we used to have a volleyball net that would sit up most of the year, and that's the area that would install the splash pad at. And we are looking at this project, we are hoping it would be around $200,000. And that would get the splash pad, the seating, the shade, and then the demo work. I can't say demo work, but the remodel of the bathrooms. And then hopefully we'd have enough in there, depending on prices. That's kind of the big thing right now, is that they keep fluctuating up and down for prices on the equipment.
How much would it cost then for the renovation of the basketball court? Would that be, I'm assuming, would be separate?
Well, right now it's plugged into the $200,000. So if we can get up to that $200,000, it should be fine, as long as our prices don't move.
Which was kind of what you were thinking 2 years ago with the ball field.
Yeah. So I'm hoping by the time, if we can get this $200,000 in, that, you know, it'll, again, this started in November of us starting to raise money for the splash pads. We are trying to push for it to hopefully be able to accumulate all the funds by the mid-June. And if we are looking really close, at least enough to be able to get the splash pad done, we can go ahead and install in June for the splash pad. And it only takes 4 to 6 weeks to install, which is really
bad.
Quick.
Yeah.
And so these kids could also have a splash pad this summer as well for some of the summer to be able to play in.
All right. So any big fundraisers in the near future here, Brittany?
Yeah, right now we have the Project PlayState basketball bracket fundraiser going. Today is the last day to be able to get in. You can go get a basketball bracket at the NCAA page. They have printable brackets there. You submit your bracket with $10, and then there's some fun prizes that you can win on that one. We have, we have a 3-on-3 basketball tournament that will be Saturday, March 26th, and then Sunday, March 6th, we're doing a pancake and biscuits and gravy breakfast at Harry and Lloyd's.
Outstanding. Well, please keep us posted here on the different fundraisers that you got coming up, Brittany, and we'll be happy to get the word out.
Yeah, that's great. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Brittany.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Yeah, Brittany Heinrichs. Yeah, America's Project Playscape. Moving forward with more stuff. Splash padding going on next. But that ball field should be ready for use here coming up in, what, just about a month or so?
Just about a month. Yeah. Boy, great stuff happening in America's for the kids there. And want to let you know that if you want to be part of the morning show specifically,